Mr. Ethan Wiley is here. I want to say good morning to you first off.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you in, Ethan. You have a pretty cool project that you're going to be completing. Eagle Scout Project is what it is, and it's about retiring American flags, as I understand it. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
So for my Eagle Project, I am doing a flag retirement and collection of old American and state, and I think I have one Mexico flag. And I'm just trying to collect them and let them be retired in a respectful and proper way, better than someone just throwing them away.
Sure, absolutely. Now, kind of tell us how this project came about. I think Audrain County Commissioners had reached out to you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I had heard through the grapevine that Audrain County Commission or someone high up in Mexico wanted some flags retired. I figured out who to call, and I started getting my project going with Steve Hobbs before the change to Alan Winders, and Alan Winders has been a tremendous help since the change, and we've just kept it going, and I have well over 200 flags in my garage, probably.
That's a lot of flags that's going to be retired. Now, you actually are going to have a ceremony that's going to be going on Sunday, as I understand it, at Plunkett Park.
Yes.
And it's kind of fitting because it's Memorial Day weekend. Tell us a little bit about how you properly retire an American flag. What's going to be going on during the ceremony?
Okay, so there are a couple different ways you can retire an American flag. You can lay the entire thing over a fire, or you can cut it into the stripes and the stars and burn the smaller parts that way. Burning them is the most respectful way. You can also bury them in places that won't be bothered ever again. Usually you bury the ashes after you burn them, just so no one disturbs where their final resting place is.
Absolutely. Now, you'll kind of be telling a little bit, because there's meanings behind what the stripes and the stars mean, correct?
Correct. I don't remember the full thing of my ceremony, but my ceremony gives little blurbs from different points in American history. I believe the first stripe represents all the 13 colonies, second stripes purity, the third stripe, and so on and so forth. I think one of them's first one small step for man. Just different little blurbs from American history.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you've done a lot of research on that, and you'll definitely have this going on during the ceremony on Sunday. What time is this going to happen on Sunday?
My ceremony on Sunday is going to be happening at 4 p.m. at Plunkett Park.
About how many flags will you be retiring on Sunday?
50 to 75.
So, and if people did want to come by and check this out, about how long would the total ceremony last?
An hour max. I don't expect it to take that long, because once we get going, it'll go by real quick. But we're still trying to do it in a respectful way and take the due time for the flags to be burned and us to cut them up. And
nice. Now, what is considered to, when should people consider taking their flag down? I mean, what should they look for, and when should they take that down?
Usually when it's weathered or kind of torn. So if the ends are torn up or there's a big gaping hole in the middle, you should probably take it down and find somewhere that takes American flags. I think it's the VFW takes them. If you're here in town, there's a collection bin at the courthouse, and there's a collection bin at central office.
At Mexico central office, the schools over on, okay. Yep. All right. Very nice. So there's several locations that people can take those flags to. You have been in Boy Scouts for quite some time, as I understand it. What does this organization mean to you? Kind of what has it brought into your life?
It's given me so much, so many opportunities. Just recently, I went through the highest honor you can receive in our National Honor Society and Boy Scouts, Order of the Arrow.
Wow.
I just received my vigil. There are kind of three levels, ordeal, brotherhood, and vigil. Vigil is you earn it after doing tremendous service through the organization, and I didn't really expect it. I was just trying to do my part, and I got recognized for it.
That's great. You well deserved, and congratulations to Thank that. You're going to be a senior at the Mexico High School next year.
You're doing
a little bit of drama there too, as I understand it, right?
That I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think you're doing a great thing here. I want people to know about this, and I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in checking this out. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
No problem.